Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Janie Gould with another edition of Flora Days. An enduring political legend in Florida has said that U.S. Senator Claude Pepper was soundly defeated back in 1950 because of some fancy words that his opponent, George Smathers, uttered to mislead backwoods voters. Example, Smathers supposedly accused Pepper of practicing celibacy before his marriage. At the time, African-American writer Zora Neale Hurston was helping Smathers' father, Judge Frank Smathers, write his autobiography. She supported George Smathers. Author Lynn Moylan writes about this in her new book about Hurston's last decade.
She had this great slogan that she made up for him. You can't make a meal out of Pepper.
And that's interesting because Pepper might have been considered quite a bit more liberal than Smathers.
When you look at the historical time period, you'll find that George Smathers was less racist than Claude Pepper. Claude Pepper made speeches promising that he would do nothing to change the Southern customs.
Like the poll tax.
Exactly. Another political issue that hurt Claude Pepper and that encouraged Hurston to support Smathers is that Claude Pepper was a supporter of Stalin.
Did Zora's support for Smathers bring in some black votes?
I would think that it did. She promoted the fact that Smathers was a supporter of the black population being able to attend games at the Orange Bowl. He did believe that integration was something to be desired, but he, like Hurston, felt that it should be done gradually. George Smathers has been criticized for making a speech that he never made.
Which one was that?
It's the infamous thespian.
His sister was a thespian in New York or something like that? Claude Pepper's sister?
It was really, really, really awful. When I talked to Bruce Smathers about this, he said, what people don't realize is that even though this infamous speech was supposed to be delivered to the poor backwood residents of North Florida, for Smathers to have quoted things like, are you aware that Claude Pepper is known all over Washington as a shameless extrovert, would have been an insult to the businessmen and the attorneys and the teachers that were also in North Florida. The Miami Herald and other newspapers had people following them around, writing down every single thing they said. There was not one person who could come forward and claim that he made those statements.
He didn't call Pepper Red Pepper?
No, actually, that came from the Washington Post. Pepper was going around the country supporting Stalin. The Washington Post was upset by that.
Besides consulting Bruce Smathers, who is George Smathers' son, Moylan says she studied Pepper biographies and researched the historical record.
Hurston has been soundly criticized for supporting Smathers, but whenever you look at the record, you can understand why she was support Smathers.
Did she have an effect on the outcome, in your opinion?
I don't think so.
She worked with George Smathers' cantankerous father, Southern conservative. How did that work out?
Well, the best way I would describe it is working with Judge Smathers to Hurston was like running against the wind of a Category 5 hurricane.
That's not what she said.
No, that's how I describe it. According to his son, he had a beastly disposition, and he was a bigoted Southern man. It made it very difficult for him at first to accept the fact that Hurston could complete this intellectual task that he could not. As time went on, he began to see that Zora was brilliant.
With his own family, Frank Smathers used to provoke arguments and then cover his ears to shut out responses, Moylan said. He tried the same tactic with Hurston.
Whenever he would plug his fingers up after an argument, she would actually inform him that he would listen to her. He simply pulled his fingers out and went on talking.
The book was published privately. Do you think she really got into his psyche?
No. It wasn't noteworthy.
Vanity Press?
Oh, yeah. She did not put her talent into it. He pretty much dictated it to her.
She was a stenographer, sort of.
Pretty much.
But she got the job done.
And then nobody else could deal with him.
Lynn Moylan will speak Saturday at 1 p.m. at Lincoln Park Academy as part of Zora Fest. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.